We're here with Matteo Delsin, winner of Stage 2 of 2017 Tour de Beauce, the Queen Stage. Matteo, at the beginning of the day, was this the plan?
Oh, far from it. I think we expected to have a good crack at the finish today, but it wasn't with me. It was going to be with Sepp, but sometimes it doesn't go as planned, but it still works out.
Okay, a strange Stage 1 where the two groups got really separated by a large time gap. So what was the original plan, to get Sepp up the road? Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, that first day was kind of crazy, and definitely rode out like, seemed like 75% of the pack. So, the plan was we were confident with Sepp from the bottom, whether it be out of a little breakaway or even out of the pack. So, I mean, he's a fantastic climber, and we were just going to look after him and then try and look after Emerson for the GC. But he ended up having a rough day out there, and I think maybe had some stomach issues. And ended up climbing into the car, so our GC hopes were kind of dashed partway through the stage, and then we're kind of just playing it by ear after that.
How did you find yourself getting up the road like that?
Well, we went over Mount Morton the second time, and there's a group that kind of hit it pretty hard, and it was Rob, Sepp, and I, and then it just kind of reshuffled a few times from there with like guys attacking, and I covered a few of those, and then we just found six of us sort of off the front, and the pack was sitting up letting us go.
I guess you're feeling really good with 20Ks to go. You decided that you were going to make a go of it?
Yeah, well, I wasn't super confident with the six that we had because I didn't know some of them, and I knew some of them were pretty climbing specialist riders. So, yeah, I figured sit on, save some energy, and then have a dig when the cooperation in the group sort of broke down, and I guess Robin was of the same mindset, and when we met up, just the two of us up the road, we were both, neither of us are pure climbers, so I think we were confident riding with each other.
Bring me to the point where you dropped them.
So we hit the bottom together, and then we rode maybe the first two pitches, and then I think they said, I want to say they gave us like a 1 minute time gap, so I was like, oh man, like we got to hit it soon, because that's not much to like make it to the top. But I think that might have been to the three dudes that were behind us still, because then like later on they gave us 2 minutes to the peloton. So anyway, a little bit of miscommunication, but it worked out well.
So you turned on the gas at that point, and
yeah I punched it a bit there, and got a little gap going over there, and then just tried to dose the effort to the finish.
So the last kilometer coming up the road here, you've done this race before, does it get any easier?
It was a lot easier being up front because you have the excitement of the win, and you're actually racing for it, instead of in the past years where I've just been suffering my way to the finish and then climbing into the van.
Well, a great victory. Congratulations, and thank you.
Thanks so much.